Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, will begin the next siman. The siman of Chatzitz is when a person goes to the mikveh. So the truth is, you could spend a lot of time, a lot of details, and I don't want to skip anything, but we'll try and go through some of the makoros quickly. The first din to be aware of is in Parshas Emor, Torah there is talking about a kohen, a parakof bezo, yikra, psukim, dalat, through zayin, ish ish mizera aron. Talking about a kohen, right, who became a tzoruah or a zov. And so he's not permitted to eat kachim while he's in the state of being tamei. Same thing. A kohen became tamei, so when he's in the state of tuma, he's not permitted to eat kachim. And nefesh asher tigabo b'tamar erev also v'lo yocham in hakadoshim ki im rochat b'sara b'mayim. That's the key phrase for us at the end of pasuk vav. Ki im rochat b'sara b'mayim. He becomes tamei only once. He immerses his body in water, and the next pasuk, Uvo Hashemesh v'toher. Then the sun sets. He goes to the mikveh and then waits till the end of the day. Uvo Hashemesh v'toher. Maybe you remember that from the beginning of brachas, right? Be Hashemesh means the setting of the sun. Uvo Hashemesh v'toher. Then Vachar Yochem Hakadoshim Kilachmo. Then he can eat kadoshim because it's food and so on. So the Sifra, the Torah's Konim there in Emor in Parsha Dalet, Perak Dalet. On Ozayin, it's a pasuk Zayin. It says Kim Rochatz Bisoro. So Yochel Yehi Marchet Yeh Marchet Eva Ever. Can you immerse your body limb by limb? At first, I'll stick in my hand, then I'll stick in my head, then I'll stick in my foot. And at the end, everything will be have been in contact with the water. So where's no Tamid Lomar Bo Hashem Shetahir? The end of pasuk Vav is juxtaposed to the beginning of pasuk Gimel. So it says Kim Rochatz Bisoro Bamoyim Uvo Hashem Shetahir. Just like. The sun sets at once. It doesn't set, part of it sets now, part of it sets later. When sunset is, the whole sun sets. So af b'mayim kulan kachas. So you have a sort of a hekesh. And so too, rochatz b'sara b'mayim also is in one shot. And that's the din. All the Rishon quoted. The Ravid is in the Bala Nefesh, the beginning of Shara Tvila, Tanya b'sifro. Right. That's what we just read. Kim rochatz b'sara b'mayim, etc. Right. Af rechitzoso kulan kachas. Pirish shalo yirchatz lechatzoyim. You can't immerse yourself, in stages. Let's say the water's freezing cold, so you stick one foot in, and you stick the other foot in. You can't do that. Okay, the Rashba also, in Bai Zayin, Shar Zayin, the Bai Sahara, from 4, Keshi Toveles, Eina Toveles, Eva Eva, Ela Kol Gufo Bevas Achas, Dichsiv, and he quotes the same Pasuk there in Parshas Emor, and the Tanya B'Sifro, Ma Bias Shimsho Kulo Kachas, Afrachitzas Kulo Kachas, the Rosh, In the end of the back of Nidan, Hilchos Mikvos Simin Chav Tes, Utsricha Shetitpol Kol Gufo Bevas Achas, Shalom Eber Eber, as it says in the Sifra, the same Joshua. And finally, the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin 6, Kol Atovel, Tzorach Shetitpol Kol Gufo, you have to immerse your entire body, Kishu Orem, when you're unclothed, you're naked, Bevas Achas, Yohai Balser, Yatmik Hoser Rosh, Reka Gufa Dintori, also you've got a lot of hair on your head. A woman with a lot of hair, you have to make sure all the hair goes under as well. So that's a din. Your entire body has to be immersed in the water at one time, only for one split second, but you have to be completely immersed. Okay, so that's the first din. That's not just a din of chatzitza, that's also a din in your whole body being at one time. You could have just stick in my foot, there's no chatzitza, then I'll stick in my other foot, there's also no chatzitza. But no, the first din that we have to be aware of is you have to go all at one time. Okay? That's the first step. Then we turn back to the specifics in Parshas Metzora. So in 7, Perek Tes Vav Yikra, Perek Pasuk Tes Zayin, Ve'ish Ki Seitzim in a Shich V'Zera. That's talking about someone who's Tomei carrying the produce Shich V'Zera. Ve'rachatz Bamayim Es Kol B'Soro V'Tomei Ad'Arv. It's immersed his entire body. It's Kol B'Soro. You look back in Source 1, the Pasuk in Emor, in Perek Kav Beis, Pasuk Vav, just says, Kim Rachatz B'Soro Bamayim. Here it says, Rachatz Es Kol B'Soro. Okay, Rachatz Bamayim Es Kol B'Soro V'Tomei Ad'Arv. So based on this, the famous Gemara, I quoted from Ervin Dav Dan Ron Aleph. You remember who in Sukkah last year, it's on Dav Vav. In Sukkah, more or less, verbatim. But the Rishon that I was quoting come from Ervin, some kind of Ervin comes before Sukkah, so I'm presenting here from Ervin. The Gemara has a famous statement, Ervin Dalet Amud Aleph. Again, it's also in Sukkah, so it's on Haman Beis, go over to Amud Aleph. You did that last year, somebody did it last year, so. Anyway, what did it say there? Omra b'chir b'ashi omra rav, shi'urin chatzitzin u'mechitzin halacha mosh misina. A famous teaching that all shi'urin, Rashi explains there, again, this is what I'm taking from Ervin Dalet Aleph. Shi'urin shenosna chacham l'chol dover. Right, the shi'urin. For example, kezayis, dam, chelev, pigul, venosa, right? That in order to violate eating dam or eating chelev, or a pigot of a carbon that was chutzim kamo or the nosar and so on. Kizayis ben ameishim tam oil. Ushar shirim farsha come on many other shirim. Minimum shir kizayis for this and 40 saw for mikveh and kosevis yom kippur and all the other shirim. That's halach lamash misinai, right? Also chatzitzin says Rashi in 9 chatzitzin chatzitza haposelas betvila. The fact that a chatzitz is some type of interruption or interposition between the body and the water, like you're wearing, heavily clothed or whatever, some talk about chatzitz, that's also halacha l'mishmi Sinai. And mechitzin, that's why it comes up there in sukkah, because it's talking about the walls of the sukkah, also in Erevin, right? Hilchos mechitzin, shtekvo asorah, right? The mechitzin has to be less 10 tefachim high, and the v'chein sharachosach, all of that is halacha l'mishmi Sinai. Okay, so that's the famous teaching of Rav Chiya bar Avashi, Omar Rav, in Erevin Dalam and Aleph. So the Gemara later there says, one second, chatzitzin daraisa, what do you mean it's halacha l'mishmi Sinai? It's a deraisa. I mean, it's written explicitly in the Torah. It's not a halacha l'mishmi Sinai, also a deraisa. But it means it's from the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not written explicitly in the Torah. The fact that tefillin have to be black is halacha l'mishmi Sinai. It never says exactly the Torah, tefillin have to be black. But halacha l'mishmi is still din deraisa, but it's written, it's not mefurish, b'krah. So says the Gemara, what do you mean? Chatzitz and deraisa? You know, it's explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Okay? Tichsib, rachat says, kol besoro b'moyim. That's the pasuk. Again, the Masorah, so the corrected Rachatz Bamayim is called Besoro. That's the Pasuk in Mitzorah, in Surah 7. Right? Rachatz Bamayim is called Besoro. What is called Besoro? The emphasis of the word kol, all your body. Shaloye dover chot, kol Besoro means your entire body with nothing else in the way, right? Shaloye dover chotzeis bein Besoro Lamayim. That's how to get that. That's a Pasuk. Rachatz is called Besoro Lamayim. Right, your entire body has to go into the water, and it can't be anything in between. And b'mayim means b'may mikveh, and kol b'soro means mayim shekol gufa olabahem. Water that can contain the minimum amount of water is the water can contain the whole body. The kamehain ama barum shalosh amas, one by three, per average sized person can get into that mikveh by bending a little bit. Let's say the typical kelim mikveh has to be the same size. We assume halacha. It's a discussion. We assume halacha. Typical kelim mikveh. How big does it have to be to put a knife in or something like that? You don't need that much space. But the kelim mikveh we assume has to be the minimum size that a person could go into. So you're relatively average kelim mikveh. It'll be a little uncomfortable. You have to bend yourself a little bit, but you can do it. Yeshira chachamim may mikvah our boyim saw fine. But anyway, the point is, it seems to be derived from a pasuk. So why does the Gemara tell you, why does Rav Chiya bar Arshi, Amarav, tell you that it's a halacha l'mishmi Sinai? It seems that it's derived from a pasuk, right? That your whole body will go in, and there's going to be no chatzit, shalei davar chotzit, beim sar b'mayim. So the Gemara answers, no, ki yisrich hilchasa, you need the halacha l'mishmi Sinai l'saro, okay? To teach you a din about hair, okay? I'm sorry, the Rashi's on the next page, but we'll flip back and forth, okay? Rashi in 11, right? That's Erev Dama base. But Mayim b'mei mikvah mechunosim. Hashem afagav delav chayim delok siv chayim. Mayim chayim means besides soda. It means it's Mayim chayim means water that comes from an underground, so like from a spring, spring water, natural water, as opposed to rainwater. For a zov, you need Mayim chayim. We discussed maybe at the beginning of the year once. Okay, Mayim chayim means water from an underground spring. Some mikvahs around are and happen to be lucky. But like I think the Arizal's mikveh in Tzfat is Mayim Chaim, it comes from underground, that source of water. It's one of the reasons it's so cold. But anyway, unless it says Mayim Chaim, we don't need. It doesn't say Mayim Chaim by mikveh by neither. We assume neither does need. Anyway, kol b'soro mashma kol b'soro kechad. So what do you need? The Gemara's kasha was, what do you need a halacha l'mishmi Sinai for? You have a derivation from a pasuk. No, l'saro. Rashi fills in shetiv sol bo chatzitza. You see, we look at the pasuk. The pasuk only mentions v'rachatz mamayim as kol b'soro. So when it comes to your flesh, when it comes to your body, then you can't have a chatzitza. That's the derivation of the pasuk. What about your hair? Okay, you have hair on your head and so on and so forth, and we'll assume that's what we're talking about. So a hair, maybe there could be a chatzitza. Right? That's the gemara. That you need the halacha l'mishmi Sinai for. That no, chatzitza is poselas, my hair as well. That you wouldn't have known from the pasuk. K'derabba barav huna, d'omar rabba barav huna, nima achas kishura, chotzetzes, and even as a strand of hair, if it's knotted, it's tied, you know, I mean, it doesn't happen with an Arab, but it's with women, sometimes the hair gets knotted. So if you have one strand of hair that is knotted, chotzetzes, that's a chatzitza. Why? Because, as Rashi will say, Right? The place where it's tied, you know, where it's knotted, so water doesn't get in there because of the way it's tied, right? Water can't creep in there. So that means it won't have that part of the body will not have been exposed to the water. Okay? Shalosh continues, the three that are tied together like that, that's not. The three hairs that are tied together, not. Rashi says, it can't be that tight because it's three hairs. So it's going to be a little bit loose or loose enough. It doesn't take much for water to get in. Right? It's a little bit looser when there's so many hairs tied together. The knot or the point of the, where they're tied together is not so tight, so water can get in there. And then it says, I'm not sure what the din would be by two. But anyway, the Maisa, what comes out is that the halacha mishmisina, the pasuk only says varachatz is called besor, varachatz b'mayim is called besoro. So the halacha mishmisina, I don't think chatzitza maybe only applies to basar, to your flesh. Kamashon, no, it applies to sar also. Okay, so then the Gemara says 1 second, sara nami deraisu. That's also the Torah. The Tanya, Rachatz S called Besorah. The word S many times is marred with something else. We find that drosha many times in Chazal. The word S, right? What is it? You know, Kabid S of Yichav Esimecha, the Rabbis of Chichagoro, and S is marred with S. S Hashem Alakechatira, the Rabbis of Chachomim, right? And other times that S comes to Darshan something, marred with something else. Rachatz S called Besorah. S Hatofel Abosar. Okay, so something which is secondary to the body, but it's part of the body. And that's Zeh Seir. So, therefore, once again, you don't need the Halacha Mishmei Sinai. So what is the Marbar, Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, telling us that Chatzitza is Halacha Mishmei Sinai? It's, we know from the Pasuk about the body, we know from the Pasuk about hair also, from the word S, Rochat, you know, S called Rochat Maim, S called Besaro. So what is Halacha Mishmei Sinai? Teach us a different thing. And this is the key, of course, with regards to chatzitzas, the key issue, the rubo l'miyuto, ulamakbid u'sheino makbid, in the rov and mamiyot, and the deal of the din of makbid eino makbid. Okay, what's going on with that? K'dav Yitzchak, Domer Yitzchak, Devar Torah, rubo u'makbid alav chotzitz. According to the Torah, the only time something is a chatzitza, if A, it covers most of the body, rove, and number two, makbid olav. You're makbid, you want to remove. You wouldn't ordinarily go around without covering your body. Okay, when you bathe, other things, you want to remove it. Okay, it's something you don't want to leave there permanently. So rubo umakbid, that's Dvar Torah. Rashi says, that is the halacha Mishmei Sinai, right? Dvar Torah, the halacha Mishmei Sinai is, in principle, that chatzitza applies to the goof that you can learn from, and to the seir that you can learn from a pasuk, but Dvar Torah means halacha mishmei sinai b'tar shemapeh. So you need rubo, okay? You need rubo rov. Rashi says here rov saro. We'll have to hold that thought for a moment. Rashi says rov saro. Shim yesh po dovar chotzitz go dam hayovesh ujo v'tit yovesh v'zefes osha kosher rubo achas. Right, a lot of the strands of hair are tied, or it's other gook in the hair, blood, dried blood, or ink, or something else in the head. Okay, so then you need rubo umakbid olav. So Rashi says shemitzar alich l'zeh shoshu. You don't like it. You want to get rid of that. You want to keep that junk in your hair. Right, so that's called midoraisa. Rubo umakbid olav, then chotzitz. But for she'eno makbid olav, eno chotzitz. But if you don't care about it, something that's on you, and you don't care, and it's normal to walk around with it and so on, then midoraisa would not be chotzitz. Okay, that would not be chatzitza. Okay, it could be covering most of your hair, but you don't care about it. That's the way you walk around. You know, people have, I don't know, dandruff, whatever else, I don't know, things you don't care, if some people don't care about it, right? Now, but the Rabbanon came along, v'gozu, al rubo she'eno makbid mishum rubo ha-makbid. The Rabbanon goes there that no, if it's on robe, even if you're not makbid, you don't care about it, it's still a chatzitzi, you still have to get rid of it. Otu mishum rubo ha-makbid. Rubo ha-makbid, that's the real din, that's halacha mishmei sinai. And rubo ha-makbid, that's what's chotzitz. But the Rabbanon, rubo, even she'eno makbid, is a problem. And furthermore, v'al miyuto ha-makbid mishum rubo ha-makbid. And even if it's on a small, your makbid, it's only on a small part of the hair, it's only on a small part of the body, okay? But your makbid, okay, so then also mishum rubo makbid. So it turns out that even if it's on a miyut of the body, if you're makbid, okay, or even if it's on, or even if you're not makbid, but it's on rove of the body, you know, basically, boils down to either rove or makbid. Look at the words again. Amar Mitzvah Dvar Torah Ruba Umakbid Olam Chotz. You have to have both. The Rabbanan ends up as long as you have one or the other. Okay, asking or Nami Al Miuto Sheina Makbid. What if it's neither? It's miut and you're not makbid. So then that's not included. Right, that's, you don't have either, so then it should be okay. So the Gemara asks why. Beligzor nami al miyuto shen makbid mishum miyuto shemakbid. Okay, oh inami mishum rubo shen makbid. Why don't you take xero all the way? No, he goof xero. That first step is xero, so not nikum nigzor xero xero. It's xero xero. Fine. Okay, we understand that. That's the Gemara Erevin Dalim and Aleph. So I call your attention now to. What Rashi said, look at the Rashi in 11, the Dimas of Rubo, it's about halfway down. He says, Rov Se'aro, okay? So Tosus understands from Rashi, Tosus there in Erevin, Dalman Bays now, okay? In Erevin. We'll continue. So the start of the original statement was on Dalman Aleph, and then the statement of Rov Machman and Dalman Bays. So Tosus asks, 1 second. Pirish Bekuntres Bisaro. Okay? Sounds Rashi, because Rashi said Ruvo. Rubo means Rov Saro. Rashi seems to understand the whole discussion is about hair. Mashma, Bisaro Mashma. Or Bisaro. Mashma of Avo Bisaro afilu means She'eno Makbid Chotzitz. Okay? According to the way Tosafot understands Rashi, Rashi is saying this whole discussion of the Gzeira D'Rabbanan and so on is only about hair. But by the flesh, by the body itself, then even a miut she'eno makbid. This whole lumbus and this whole gemara that when it's gzera, that's by hair. But by the body, even a miut she'eno makbid is chotzitz. Even the tiniest drop of anything. Okay, it's a miut, and it's not neither rov nor makbid. The whole gemara rov umakbid is alacha mishmi sinai, and we have exera the bottom that either one is okay. It's a qualifies a chatitza. It's a problem, but the Rashi said that's not about only about hair, but about rest of the body. I feel a miut she'eno makbid chotzitz. Kosher and the tam finds that difficult to say that. Okay, the parakah ora gmami bamas ayin chesam and alaf. I mean, nochri shemu berish and izgaira ayin benot tzvicha torah tvila. That's a question that the woman who was a goyish woman who's pregnant and goes to the mikveh, and the baby's inside her, so the baby doesn't need his own independent tvila for geirus. The mother, meaning, the Gemara thinks at that point, the mother's body is not a chatzitza. Because obviously the fetus, the baby's not makbet on that, it needs the mother's body. So the mother's body is not considered a chatzitza. Even though the baby's not getting wet at all, but the mother's body is not a chatzitza. The baby, so-called, is surrounded by the water, just inside the mother's womb, right? That's the sugi over there. And then the Gemara says, "V'kamar ilay mishum de biyitzlok, amar v'kana lo shano el ruba v'al kulo chotzitz." What do you mean? That din is only when it's on rov, okay? But it's on kulo here with the baby. It's kulo. I mean, not the single part of the baby's body is touching the water at all. Kulo. That far we wouldn't go. Okay, that's the Gemara's kasha over there. Now, according to the Maskana, there's a different thing altogether. According to the Maskana, the mother's body, the mother's body is connected to the baby's body. It's Haina Ravise, that's how it grows. That's what the Gemara concludes, however it concludes, but it's not really our sugya. Gemara has a principle of Haina Ravise, that's how it grows, that's the norm. Okay, that the body is, so to speak, baby's body is the same. But that's not our problem now. Our problem is, why did the Gemara ask Havalal and Meimah? The Gemara should have rejected that by saying, Ki Amr Yitzchak Bisaro, Bisaro Mi Amar. If it's true, like Rashi says, that the whole thing is only talking about, Yitzchak, you know, the din of the Rov or Makbid is only on talking about the hair, so how could you have a Havamin to compare it to the case of the baby? That's not the hair, that's the whole body. Right? Why did the Gemara reject the comparison by saying, what do you mean? That only Yitzchak was only talking about hair, it wasn't talking about what's about the body, right? The body, anything, any type of makbid is a problem, right? That's it. The Gemara didn't do that. So when the Tom says, Mistam is not like Rashi. Anybody who's also a Gemara about clothing, Gemara in Zvachim, the dam shall bigo chotzeh, mitabach hu eno chotzeh, the blood on a beged, is chotzeh, most people don't want blood in their body, but a butcher doesn't care. But oh, the besar dafkin, keshmar halachon, shidina hutzuch, omer, saro, ruba, makbid, should have said so. Anyway, it tells us various objections to Rashi and rejects the shita of Rashi and says the discussion in the Gemara is not only about rov and miut by the hair, being a chatzitza, but even rov or miut by the body is also chatzitza. Okay, that's a Tosfos. So it seems similarly, the Ritva begins by also questioning Rashi. Okay, he says the Dumasla, the Ritva there in Ervin, not on the base, ki itzterich. Okay, he says, well, how the Pirish Rashi, Rubo, Ro, Saro, some want to say she wrote some of Ela Begufo ain't dikduk in Elu by Guf. You don't have all these lumdas. Ela filu miuto shenamak b'chotzitz. Right, like the Tosa says. The Ikshudim Kane, and it's a problem with the Gemara by Yizvachim with the dam, and it's a problem with the Gemara in Yevamos with the baby. All right, so the Gemara says, and therefore they reject that shita. But the b'chein pirish ben atamzal b'chein ikur, and he's right. At the very end, though, it's important that Ritva adds something at the end. So first he says more like Tosfos and quotes him, and Thomas says that's correct. Okay, it applies to the whole body. Now he says, Aval nira shalom niskaven Rashi zalacha. But it seems to me that Ritva is at the very end. Rashi never meant that. Rashi didn't mean, right? See that? The two lines on the bottom is important. Aval nira shalom niskaven Rashi zalacha. Elash me'ina de besaro bilvad nisharin berov umiyad. Vein tzorch l'shar berov aguf. The Ritva says something else, a chiddush. He says, Rashi's not arguing. It says it only applies to the hair and not the body. It's not Rashi. Okay, because you have these two Gemaras that are against him. Ben Atam's right. The Ritva says, I agree with that. But he says, I don't think that's what Rashi meant in the first place. I think what Rashi meant was that the hair is measured as a separate entity. When assessing Rov, okay, you can look at the hair separately. So even though something could be on Rov of the hair, but vis-a-vis the rest of the body, it's not robe, right? You consider robe separate, you consider the hair separately. Nira, he says, L'chak, the b'saro b'vad, misharin b'rov amir. V'ein tzorach, l'shar b'rov aguf v'haser. U'chidas ha-gaonim zal. Apparently that's a sheet in the gaonim. Okay? We said, v'lo shaloka divar Rambam, we'll see, shekosim sham aguf v'haser b'yachad. She'ein haser guf v'haser. Rashi said like that. So according to this, okay, the point of... The point of Rashi, that is a chiddush, that you consider the hair to be, in effect, a separate entity, right? Measuring rove and assessing rove and then meat and so on and so forth. The hair is separate from the rest of the body. And but the Ritva is saying that there is such a shita like that in the Gonin. Okay? Now, in other words, according to this, hair and the goof are two separate, distinct areas, okay, in terms of chatzitza. So if the rove of the seir, the rove of the hair, is covered, even though that's not over the body, that's a chatzitza d'oraisa, according to this view. So that's the shita of Rashi as explained by the Ritva. It's a chiddush. Okay, we'll have to come back to that at some point. In any event, most of the Rishonim agree with Rabbeinu Tam. Again, whether Rashi meant that, I don't know, that's what the Ritva is chiddush. But most of the Rishonim agree that, you know, certainly the whole issue of rov and miut is not only by, what shall we call it, it's not only by the hair, it's by the body as well. So the Rashbor writes in the Bais Aruch by Zion, Shar Zion 14. You have the sheet? Yeah, okay. 14. Dvar Torah, Isha Bodekes, Atzma, Samach, Tfilah, Miesh, Al Bsoro, O Al Rosha, Al Ser, Shabo, Shum, Dover, Mo, Shatakbulov, Vichotzes, Bifiloso, O Sar, Koshuk, Moshmin, Vidalab, Akap, and so on. He says, Al Bsoro, okay, it's not just the hair, it's the body as well, okay? Yeah. So the, that's the Rashbor. Okay, but a mir chain omach will not be chotitz anywhere. Okay, not on the bottom. Okay, that's the Rosh. Well, the Rosh is, well, actually the Rosh is not here. The Rosh is in Chulin, in Perek Ches Siman Tezvav, talking about Tilis Yadayim. Many of these same dinim of chatzitza and so on play as well with regards to the Tilis Yadayim. That's what the Rosh is talking about there. So he says, in Parakas of Chulin Sim Tesva 15, V'chein chola chotzis, betvila, chotzis benetila, okay, benetil sidayim, okay, kagon, tsoa shetachas atziporen, you know, a guk that's under your fingernail, and shalok can I get a boss, or botzek shetachas atziporen, afila can I get a boss, or retia shalbos, or retia is a bandage, okay, a bandage on the body, okay, various other types of junk. Abu miyutan, she'ein amakbit, ain't lochosh. But if it's only on a small area and you're not makbid about it, people have, but right now you have things on your fingernail, it's only a small amount, you don't care about it, that's not a problem until Sadaim either. Kadish the parakamad Erevin, and refers to our Gemara and Erevin of Talmud Beis. V'afal pish appears Rashi shom the hainu dafka miser v'lobibasar, even though Rashi there seems to say that whole heter of miyut shein makbid is only by ser and not by the body, Ef shalom arkan, it's not correct, kamosha achir habinatam. But Rabbi Natan proved this right, and again he quotes those same Gemaras in Yevamos and Zvachim that Rabbi Natan quotes. Okay, so that's how most of, I don't know, again, the Ritva is willing to say that Rashi didn't mean that either, certainly that's the shita of the Rav Rishonim, is that the miut she'eino makbid is not a problem, not by hair, not by the rest of the body. It's not considered a chatzitza. The Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Parak Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, okay. Echad ha'odav ha'akelim lo yedav ha'chotzes b'en ha'ven ha'mayim. If ha'yed ha'chotz b'en ha'ven ha'mayim, can go and try a butzek or teep mudbak ala b'sar ha'odam. Notice how he says on the body as well. He's not just talking about the hair. Or gufakli ha'reze tome. Right, this is the issue when you go to toggle something in the mikveh. Kalim, you need to take off the stickers and so on, right? Because it's only miut, you know, but most people don't want when you put plates out that has a price tag on the bottom, you know, so you take it off, right? That's in your makbid. Right, even though it's only on a meal of the stuff, right? So it's a similar din by Tfilas Kalim as well. So he says, "Oh, Agufaka is a tomic shed. I love it also on Tfila. Dvar Torah im hayadav chotetz chofes rov adam or rov akli lo also on Tfila. But vushiakbid love rotz alavirat. If you're makbid, rov and makbid, that's Dvar Torah. Avim eno makbid love below some also alei bein over bein lo over eno chotetz. But the rice if you're not makbid, not chotetz." Even though it may cover the most of the body or most of the keli or whatever you're being told about. If it only covers a little bit, it's not a chatzitza, even if he is makbid on it. But medivrei sofrim, shekol dovar achotzitz, im haya makbid alav, lo also tefila afa pisha al miyuto, gzer mishum rubo. The double gzer, like we saw in the Gemara, the Rambam just passing like this Gemara in Ervin, and Sukkot. Again, shekol dovar achotzitz, if he's makbid, then the tefillah doesn't count, even if it's on the miut. B'chol davar chotetz im chofes rubo, or if it's on rov. Lo also tefillah, af b'she'eno makbilov, zer mishum rubo makbilov. Nimtzeis Omer, concludes the Rambam, Tulan Tulan. Shimhoya al habos al b'sara odom. Again, notice I'm not talking about seir only. Al b'sara odom. O al gufakli. Dover midvar machotetim kingo botzek v'zefes. K'yotz ben afilu tipa k'char. Lo makbilov, lo also tefillah. That's the Rambam, a clear presentation, Parak Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. Okay, the question is now, when assessing Makbid, okay, there's an interesting discussion. We've shown it. This is straightforward, right? Okay. When assessing whether somebody's, does it go by whether I'm personally makbid? Does it go by what people normally do? You know, how do you assess it? Right? In other words, this particular woman doesn't care to have gook in her hair, okay? And most women do. How do we look at it? You hear? So the Rashbo and the Torah Sabayis, and the Bayis 17, the Bayis Akotzim Bayis Zayin, Shara Zayin, Hayu Saras Rosha Kshuras Bezu Bezu. Her hair was not up, or connected, they were tied. Rashbo, by saying the words, it's not the norm for women to go around with their hair like that. Sounds like the Rashbo is saying that there's a standard. Okay, it doesn't matter what she personally holds. She's okay with having hair like that. Some women don't care about it, but it goes by the robe. It goes, you know, Bupla Daitse, Totalis, Ropen Elder. Most people would not walk around like that. There's some people who do. But according to Rashbo, I think the Madaik and his Lashon, as we'll see in the Beis Yosef in a second, it says, Adshein Derech Ha'ish B'kach. Okay? Sounds like he's going, goes by what's normal, what the norm, what the general practice is. The Rambam in Perak Beis Alacha Tezvav, Hilchos Mikvos, okay, right, in 18. Shtei soros yeshu shuk achas kesher echad enon chotz mishamayim boy man. U sora achas shenitsha chotzetzes v'hu sheyiyya makbid aleho. Sounds like she herself. Not that people are makbid, but that she'll be makbid. That's certainly how the Beis Yosef understands it. You don't have to read it that way. That's how the Beis Yosef here in our Siman, in Kuf Tzarechetz, understands it. He says, "Tzricha shetipol kol guf v'hamachad adiru maslos uvedibre harabam shekasavni yesh lodum demashma delo tola hadavar ela bekpei dasa shelzu." Right, the Rambam seems to be make it dependent upon her kpedas, her, you know, her feeling. Avim ena makpedas, if she's not makbim, afal pi shederach shear nashim makbim, even though most women are lo chayit for her, it's not a chatzitza. The baser di daz linam bein lachol bein lachmer, whichever way it's going to go. The baser di daz linam b'shalom k'divrei Rashbo ben Rucham shepasad b'samach. Not like the Rashbo that we just saw. Okay, so it's a machlokes we've shown. The Bach doesn't agree with the way the Beis Yosef learns. The Bach says over there in some Kuvot Sarichas and also in Salam, Gam b'di b'ar Rambam, ain't sofek to hochi sirlei, v'chihechi de rubo makbid, chonichos v'artar b'ein shul v'ado makbid, b'ein sherov b'nei Adam. It's not that, it doesn't matter, it's rov b'nei Adam. Rov b'nei Adam. Now he does say, we'll have to see in a second, what if she's makbid those people or not? The Rambam, when we social learned it, it's going to be Bein Lachko, Bein Lachme, right? But we'll see, we'll leave that out for the moment. The key words for now in the Bach is Bein Sherov B'nei Adam Makbid. Afal Pein Shehua No Makbid. Doesn't matter, Hachan Amitu Makbid, Yerchom Achonim, Gozim Shubruv Makbid, etc. So the Bach disagrees, and he says that it's not dependent on her, but not like the Beis Yosef, but even according to the Rambam. That's not what the Rambam meant, Behu Shehia Makbid Aleh. It means people in general. Didn't mean this particular woman. Okay? One other thing to add before seeing the Shulchan. You see, it's a possible machlokas around the Rashba. That's not a base. So it's a machlokas, it's not a machlokas. The one other ha'ara, okay, when we talk about Makbid to remove it. Makbid to remove it what? Right now? Or Makbid to remove it at some point down the road? The Rambam has an important chiddush, okay, which we're going to have to come back to also. The Rambam in Sha'atulah Simon Beis, 21, behind Ephesus. Right, v'koshelach. We'll see in the Gemara shortly. Chutei tzemer, chutei pishon, mitzuah shemarosh ebanon. Certain types of hair mats or hair covers, okay, or threads of hair that they have in their head. Amai chotzin halom miyuto shere makbiru. Okay, lo. No, they are makbid. The lo tema kol shere makbid ola b'shas hatvila. Ela im takbir of shah achas. He says as follows. The Rebbe says, we don't look at, well, how do you feel about this thing right now? You're about to go into the mikveh. Right? We look, is this something she's going to eventually remove? If yes, that's called makbid. When later on, when the girl combs out her hair, she's not going to want the, she may not care that much right now, it's true. Okay? But that's still going to be called davar makbid. Okay, it's only called the Dabar HaMakbid because eventually she's going to want to take it out. And he says the same thing, again, we'll talk about it, but V'chein HaTabas Shebiyodo. Old question, woman washing her until she's dying with a ring or going to the mikveh with a ring, and she has a ring, right? So let's say she always wears a ring. She always wears it. Right now, she's not Makbid. What's the problem with having a ring on? So therefore, it should be Miyo Chein HaMakbid, right? So comes the rabbi and says, no. She Efshar Shalot Mishas Halisha, when she's going to kneading dough, getting down and dirty with dough and other stuff like that. She's going to take off a ring. So that's already called Davar Makbid. You hear the rabbi's point. It doesn't go by what's right now. You don't assess does she care about it at the moment. At some point, does she care to remove this? If so, then it's going to be a chatzitza. That's called a Davar Makbid. She doesn't want it there permanently. Certain point, either most of the time, and right now, she doesn't care to go into the water with it. That's fine. To go bathe with it or go to swimming with it. A lot of women keep their rings. Keep their rings when I go swimming or whatever. Okay, but they may take it off when they are kneading dough, you know, because they don't want to get it dirty. So that's called, you hear the rabbi's point? That's called the rabbi. The Rosh quotes this in Hilchos Mikvos here in the back of Midan, Simcha Chav Vav. Yim Tomar Tabas, a ring. Tabas Tehuk Amai Chotz Alo Miyuto Shein Makbidu. Upir Sharaivet Zal. We don't want to talk about rings a little later in the Shulchan Aruch, but I just put it now because we have to know that point. Okay, Pirush Haravid Zal if Yishmak Peres Lasir B'Shas Lisha V'Kevin Shemak Peres B'Shuv Pam B'Shum Pam Afal Pish and Peres B'Shas Tefila Havi Chatzitza. Yeah, I should agree with that right. So now let's everyone with me. Now let's see Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph. Tzricha Shetitpol Kol Gufo B'Pam Achas. We saw it. That was the first thing we mentioned today. Right, you have to have the entire body submerged at once. You can't do it ever. And Lefichach. Furthermore, the other thing we learned from that is. Okay, and it can't be anything that's chotzeitz. Vafilu kolshu im derech bnei adam. Can't even be kolshu im derech bnei adam. If the norm, right, he's passing like that, it's a normal thing. And lifamim, even though it's sometimes you take it off, lahakbid off. That's like they're right. There's two things you mentioned: im derech bnei adam and lifamim. That's why I printed those rishon, right? So you see that where the mechaber is getting it from. It's bnei aderech bnei adam, like the Rashba, and maybe as the Bach says, even the Rambam agrees with that. And two, even lefamim, like the Ravid said that the Rosh agreed with. So then chotzeitz afilu im ena makperes alav ata. Even if it's not makbid right now, oh afilu im ena. He just clarifies now what he says. Right? He says number one, Afilu ena makperes alvata. She doesn't care about this thing right now. I'm going to the mikveh. And two, or afilu ena makperes alvata. She doesn't care for everything. But kevin shederach rov bnei adam lachmir. But most people do. Then chotzitz. Vim chofer rov aguf. But of course, if it covers rov aguf, then afilu ena makperes alvata chotzitz. Covers the rov, then for sure it's chotzitz. Okay, so that's this part of the Torah that we will look at now. The Taz. We'll quickly the Taz neshach. Okay. The Taz of Kohen Aleph just says Kol Guf Mamachet Darshinan. That was the original drasha we saw today. All the Rishonim quoted that drasha of the Sifra on the Pasuk of Parshas Emor. Berochat to the Bo Hashem Yitzar Ma Biyashim Shukul Akachas Afrikitzos Shukul Akachas. And then in Derech Bnei Adam he says Nira Bir Lashon Zeh Derech Bnei Adam LaHakpid Al Zeh Afal Pi Shein Rov Bnei Adam Makpidim Rak Tzosam V'Zua Isha Regila LaHakpid Gam Ken Al Zeh. The Palm Acherim. He learns, maybe not Derech, but he says, Lashon of Derech Bnei Adam. Okay? But the question is like this, what if this woman is Makbid, the other direction, and Rov Bnei Adam are not? That's what I think the Taz is dealing. In other words, we talked about, well, she's not Makbid, but everybody else is. Okay? So then we go by the Rov, right? We go by, that's what we saw in the Rishon, right? We go by what most people do, right? It's a standard, it doesn't go by the individual. What if it's the other way around? What if she's a mefunuk or whatever? Most people, the average person doesn't care about this, but she does. So the Taz would say that's also. I think I was hinting at a little bit Bach also, Bein Shehul Levado Makbid back in 20. But the Taz says it more before. She says, "Vizua Isha Regila Hakbid Gamkin Azel." At least before Macherim, Rak Shachar Makbid. So I feel any Makbidish Mishum Palm Robin Ad Makbid was a Chotzes. Aval mitzus bnei adam makpidim, v'zu ena makpedes l'olam lo avichatzitza. If only a few people, if it's not the rov, okay, only a few people are makpid. She's not the one strange bird in the world. A few other people, but and v'zu ena makpedes l'olam. But she never thinks about this, and that's not a chatzitza. You follow? So, in other words, what he's saying is that even if rov bnei adam are not makpid, but she is, and other people are too. Okay, then we'll say it is a chatzitza. You follow? It is a chatzitza if she's never ever makbid on this. And also most people are not, but some people are, then it's not a chatzitza. See what the Taz is saying? That's how the Taz puts it. The Shach. Say it again? If a myriad of people, what he's saying is, if a myriad of people do it, mitzvah ben adam makbid, but she never is makbid, she's never makbid, then it's not a chatzitza for her. Okay, but if she's makbid and rove people are not, but there are some people who are, then it is a chatzitza. That's a taz since
it
ends.
If rove, then even if she's not at all.
If rove, right, that's what we saw before. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't deal directly with this case. But yeah, if rove and people aren't, she's not at all. Then too bad. Then it's, and even the taz not arguing. Saying mixus can bring it in, but not yeah. Okay. All right, the Shach in Sukkot Aleph Lifamim came on the Ikah, that's the Ravid, right? Came on the Ikah Zimna, the Makperes, Chotzitz, Olam, Afabid, the Rov, Pamim, and a Makperes. Even though most of the time she doesn't care about it, most of the time she keeps her ring on. Again, I'm only using ring because it needs an example. We'll get to rings in Shachar, but it keeps her ring on most of the time, but sometimes she takes it off, that's already enough. Okay? Now, the Shach in Sukkot Beis writes, and came in Sukkot Beis, Vechei Hecha, the Rov, Bnei Adam, Ein Makpidim, our case, the He Makperes, Kosev Beisosh and Rambam Betur the Chotzeitz, okay. The Chen Perch Abach, we saw that, okay. So he seems to say you don't need even the Mitzvahs Bnei Adam. So I'm not sure if it's a Machlokas or not. I'm not sure. The Shach says if she's Machbid, then for her it's a problem, even if Rov and the rest of the people are not Machbid. The Taz seems to say you have to have somebody else with it. It can't be just it's an anomalous to her, okay, an anomaly of hers, okay. The Beis Yosef, again, I'm still in the Os Aleph, right? Vehecha de Rubon ein makpidim, vizu makpedes, misakpili. He's not sure about this case, the Beis Yosef. Right? Again, Rov bnei Adam are not makpid, she is. Venira de Havapluta, the Rambam Rashba. Ties not machokas, Rambam Rashba, which the Beis Yosef said earlier, which not everyone agrees is machokas. But Sharambam Kosov Perk Beis, Lechus Mekvos, Alochatez, well, we saw that. Sarah Achas Nikshu Chutav Hu She Hei Makbid Aleh Adkan V'Dover Yaduah She Ein Derech Olam LaHakbid Afilu Hachi Kosev Dim Zu Makpedes Chotzeitz. Right? That's the, he said, the Rambam says, doesn't matter if she's makbid, either way. Okay, if she's makbid, that's enough. So he's learning two things from that Rambam, she's makbid. Number one, that her, it's not a standard, and even if it is, there is a standard, but she can go against the standard, so to speak, if she's makbid. V'chein yirshul das rabbeinu, that's what he thinks the Torah agrees with, and so on. Okay, so mishu makbid l'chotz, afal b'shein dekhon ala hakbid. But according to Rashba, he doesn't think it's true, because Rashba says, derech isha. So it's really another manifestation of that machlokas. The Shach referred to the Darkei Moshe and the Mordechai, right? So the Darkei Moshe is an Os Aleph l'kamim b'simin zeh kasafti divra Mordechai shekos behedjer is chotzeitz if she's makbid, even though no one else is. And there it is in the back of Shulis and Hilchos Mikvos. So the Mordechai in Remez Tov Shin Mem Ches 28 kasav areim b'sifro. All kinds of dried stuff in her hair. In land. Ain't chotzit in mitam. I'm sorry, lachen ain't chotzit, but it's soft. It's not because you wash right out. Mitam hakpodahu. Shall yobesh derech b'nei adam lahakpid, while lachen ain't makpid. Aval imakpid, if she is makpid, then I feel lachotzit. Even if she personally is makpid. So again, it sounds to the Mordechai also that goes by her. And you don't need the mitzvahs of the Taz. I think that's what it's assumed. If she's makbid, then she's got to get rid of it. Okay? Yeah, okay with me? Yeah, I thought there's not that's a hard stuff. So the Darkei Moshe then adds something else in the name of the Shargos Shaidura in Sivkot and Beis. So we concluded, Lamaisa, that if you have neither Rove nor makbid, she's not makbid, nobody's makbid, she's not makbid, nobody's makbid, and it's not on Rove, then we don't have any problem. Then it's mutter, right? That's what we said. It's mutter. Rove and makbid, it's required together, the deraisa. You're abon on either one. But if you have neither, then it's not a problem. But the monkey wrench here is the dark emotion, those bays, here in Simkum Tzarechet 29, quotes, the Kosova goes, Sharidura, Av dvarim she'enam chotzitzim. Even if it's not chotzitz, it's not rove and it's not makbid. Lo titpahem lechatchila gzera otu dvarim she'chotzitzim. You know, the Gemara rejected that as a gzera. Nonetheless, some people, with extra precaution, that's what they do. And the Ramo brings this in the Shulchan Aruch also. It's in Kuf Tzarechet Sif Aleph at the end, he writes, Ramo, L'chatchila lo titpo l'chatchila. Lo titpo l'afila b'dvarim she'en chotzim gzera ato dvarim ha'chotzim. He is makbid not lala. Well, I shouldn't use the word makbid, it'll confuse people. He insists on that l'chatchila. But you know what? The woman should have nothing, no interpositions whatsoever, no chotzim whatsoever. Don't start calculating his role, it's not just she should, and that's what people do, I think. They make sure there's nothing there. Okay? I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Next. All right, so that's the follow-up, yeah? Okay, the next important source is a Mishnayis in the ninth parak of Maseches Mikvos, and say the Taras, and a Sugi in Shabbos Nun Zayin Aleph, but we got a chance to look at a little bit, if not, we'll look at it tomorrow also. Okay? The Mishnah says in Mikvos, Elu chotzitzim ba'adam, right, Parak Tes Mishnah Aleph. These are things which are chatzitzes by a person, chutei tzemer, strands or threads of wool, chutei pishon, threads of linen, uratzuos, sheberosh ha'bonos, a type of straps. The girls, young girls, bonos, young girls would do it, but anybody, would have something on their hair, that they would wear some type of a covering on their head, threads of some sort. So they are considered a chatzitza because they're normally removed before you bathe. Yehuda Omer, Shultem and Shulser, Enem Chotzim, and Shamayim Boimayim. Yehuda said, no, they're not chotzitz because water can get in. And you leave it on your head, it's okay. It's very light and it's not tight, and therefore water can get in. All right? The Rosh, it's in Chofei, here in the back of Mila, in Hilchos Mikvos, 32. Bechutei Pishon Lo Havimir Pishum She'en Amakbim. And don't tell me, it's what I mean. Why is the Mishnah tell it's a chatzitza? It's a mir, it's a mir. Even if you consider the hair by itself, it's still just a miyat. Right? It's a miyat shana makbid. So what's going on? So the Rosh says, no. Because vishem ha'kpedes, let's see v'shas chavim, you do. When you comb your hair, you do take it off. Kevin dikas in ha'kpedes, chotz it's all. Like the same Rosh. Okay? Even sometimes he takes it out. All right. So that's the background. Let's turn now to the Mishnah and the sugya in Shabbos, Nun Zayin Aval Alta, at the beginning of the sixth parak of Shabbos, which talks about b'me isha. Okay? That's what's going to name the parak. The Mishnah says in 33, but met Isha Yotza or met any Yotza. The issue is here. We know that you're allowed to go. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, not an Erev. That's the sugi there. But what can you, the previous parak was Baba Mehema. Remember that? But what can you put on your animal? Saddles, other things, you know, your animal carry on. Your animal's not looking to keep Shabbos. Okay, but you're not allowed to be Shabbos, you're not allowed to be animal to do malacha for you. But here, it's a woman obviously is obligated to keep Shabbos. So what is considered carrying? What is considered wearing? Right? I mean, you know, when I was young, it was popular if we wanted to, there was no Erev. When I was a kid, not too many Erev around. Okay, so I grew up in there was no Erev. So people want a house key, so they made a tie pin, like a tie clip, a decorative tie clip. I don't think people wear tie clips particularly anymore, but those days people had like a tie clip. And it was made, they had their key, and they put up a couple of jewels or whatever, it was a key. So that, or women had up some type of a pin or something, made of a key. So you can wear that on Shabbos. That's the issue. So, b'met isha yotza, b'met any yotza. So, Mora says, lo seitze isha, lo b'chut, this is a Shabbos matter. Lo b'chut eit semel, lo b'chut eit pishon, lo b'tzur shu b'rosho. The Mishnah says, you should not go out on Shabbos, because it's called carrying. This is the Darbonon, okay? It's not the Daraisa. Okay, but Darbonon, you shouldn't have these things, loose threads and so on, when you walk in the street on Shabbos without an Eruv. And also then at lower two certain straps in the head, these same things that are mentioned at Mishnah Mikvos, mentioned here in the Mishnah Shabbos regarding carrying on Shabbos. And then it says, Velositbo behen adshet rafein. And she shouldn't, the throws in, she also shouldn't go to the mikvah until she loosens these things up. You know, loosens and makes it loose so water can get in. So Rashi says, B'meh Yishayot, that the habitatshit below masui. Okay? There's a difference in the Shabbos and the carrying what's called a tachshit, jewelry, or some decorative item, a pin or a decorative you wear. As opposed to a masui, something you're carrying. So the ikar da have a takshit, but there are some things which are definitely in the category of a takshit. Okay, it's something you're wearing, something on your body, something you're wearing. But still, the gozim erabonon. Okay, now these things, you know, these things are takshitim, are things that are worn and not carried. Okay, so the raisa is no problem for sure. It's not this part of your what you wear. It's not the raisa. Okay, but the rabbanon were concerned if you wore these certain things. Dil, even though it's a tachshit, dilma shalfa machfil chaber tachashuvas. You want to take it off to show your friend. Your friend says, "Oh, what a beautiful pin you have! What do you call it, a brooch or something? What a beautiful!" Oh, let me show it to you. And they're walking, and there's no Arab, and lo and behold, they're carrying. Okay, the dilma osil asiyar ba'amos. Right, they're going to take this pin off to show it to their friend, and they end up carrying on Shabbos. That's a concern. So it says, "Lo bechute tzemu pishon ritzuv shorosh." What's the problem? Shekolas b'hen sara. You know, they braid their hair with it, or they comb their hair, and they use these type of threads to keep their hair in place. Kind of braiding purpose. Okay? So, the way Rashi seems to learn is that these threads that we're talking about in this Mishnah, Shotzema, Shotpishna, are kind of woven into the hair, so to speak. They're interwoven in her hair, and I guess it keeps the hair in place, so it makes it look nice and solid. Okay? And it says Shabarosh HaKulak, it's going on everything, it's going on the straps and everything. Below Tikbo Bahem, and she should not go into the mikveh with these either, Mishum Chatziza. Okay, because it's a Chatziza. She has these, her hair is interwoven with these things that braiding or keeping the hair in place, and the tightly tight, so she can't go into the mikveh with that either. One problem, she can't go out on Shabbos with it. Number two, she can't go into the mikveh. Ad Shetu Rafim, unless she loosens them. Right, Rashi says, Shetate, Lo Tikbo Mishum Chatziza. Okay, Ad Shetu Rafim, Shetatirim, Tzas, She Refuyim. You know, make them loose. Kansu Hamayim, man, in the water can come in, then it's okay, right? So Gemara, are you with me? I'm not going to finish, right? So Gemara asks on Daf Nazan and Aleph on that Mishnah, Tvila Man Dechar Shemei. We're learning here Masechet Shabbos. I'm not here in this room, but that Mishnah is a Masechet Shabbos. Talking about carrying on Shabbos. Why do they mention about Tvila? Why is that relevant? The Mishnah Mikvos talks about that. Why should the Mishnah, that's the Gemara's Kasha, Tvila Man Dechar Shemei, as Rashi says, the Rashi Tvila 36, Ma'in and Tvila Etzil Chashabbos. The Mishnah is about the Shabbos. Why somebody tell you shouldn't go into the mikveh? Well, we're not. We're talking about Tvila. Yeah. So Tvila man the Chashmei. So back in the 35, the Gemara says, "Amar Nachmitz, Amar Rabba Barbu, Matam Kamar, Matam Lo Teitzei Isha Lo Bechute Tzemer Alchotei Bechute Pishan." Why shouldn't the woman go in the street with the pin? I gave you an example before. So we said because she may take it off and show it to a friend. These are things that are interwoven in her hair. Why not taking that out when she's walking the street? Right, a bracelet, these other kinds of things. She may take it off and carry. Okay, so it goes against certain things, but you know, she has threads and different things interwoven in her hair. So what's the chesh? What's the concern? Should I take it out and show it to a friend? It's not that interesting. And they wouldn't do that. The answer is no. Why? Because the Chacham said, on a weekday, you can't toggle with these things, you can't immerse yourself in the mikvah with these things, because unless you loosen them. Okay, again, the Raisa said there's no problem because it's not on the road, but if you're upon them, you're afraid you're not going to lose them. You can't do it without loosening them. The cave and the Bechol, lo tipo ben achat rafim, b'shabbos lo teitze. Okay, that's why, because you know why? Dilma misravele tefillah shel mitzvah. Maybe suddenly while she's doing this on Shabbos, a tefillah shel mitzvah will come up. How could it come up? Okay, so she suddenly just became Tomei and wanted to become Torah, or something she realized she was a Tomei anyway. Nothing to do with neither. She was Tomei Torah. She realized she was Tomei and she wasn't going to go to the mikvah till tomorrow, but now she realized she had some time. Whatever, something will come up, so she'll loosen these things, okay? She'll loosen these things and she'll end up carrying them. That's the concern. Okay, so that's the Gemara. We're not so, I mean, for our purposes here, we don't really care why it comes up in a second Shabbos, it does. But the Gemara says why. It's an issue of Tevila. Okay? And the concern is, Shailu, she'll matir in the sense of untying. Right? Shailu means mutter, means untying. Right? Shailu means matir, it's the same word. As being matir permitting, but here it's untying. Right? Matiris of some loop over Shabbos. Shalat tefillah goes. Remember, it reminds us of that Gemara Beitza. Remember, you're allowed to go to mikvah on Shabbos because it's near a kemeker. Remember, you look like you're just cooling off. Remember? So it's, you go to the mikvah, that's the concern. Okay, so, yeah. So Tosis points out there, so you look in Rashi, okay, look in Rashi. Rashi seemed to learn that the case was that the threads, the chutei tzemer, chutei pishon, etc., were kind of interwoven in her hair. Okay, in the braid or in the covering of her hair. Okay, Tosfos Nun Zayin Aleph there disagrees. He says the dumas of meisha. The farish gemara mishum dilma mishama letzil shomitzu sharlo. Fine. Rashi says Omer Ri. The Ri says the hainu dafka. I think the whole heter here, remember the heter is you can go in the mikvah as long as well after you loosened it up, right? The conclusion was, right? That's what the Mishnah says. You can't go into the mikvah with it. Look back in 33, the Mishnah says, you can't go into the mikvah as long as it's tightly, these strands are tightly tied. But if they're loose, it's okay, right? So that's a heter, right? If you loosen them, it's okay. So Tosfos says, I think that's only true. I don't think that Hayo Dafka Bechutin She'ena Nesun Bekliyas Aser. That's if it's something that's on top, if it's part of some sort of covering, the threads are on top, then you can loosen it. But he says, Abachutin Anesunin Bekliyas Aser, then Yotzim, you can carry, you can go out with that on Shabbos. The Baharu Lekele Mitzvah Dumas Sharilu, Kitan Bamatsia, the Ika Lachala Pokos, Isa Shus, Begodelis. Godelis is an actual break. That's the Gemara later, the braid, you're not allowed to make a braid on Shabbos because it's bona. A woman, you know about that, right? Women can't braid their hair on Shabbos because it didn't bona. And that question of undoing the braid because it didn't have soser. That's the Gemara later in Shabbos. But anyway, it says Tosis, the least be, if it's inside, it's kind of, it's like braided in such a way that it's inside the hair, so then you're allowed to go out on Shabbos because you're not allowed to undo that anyway. You're not allowed to undo that anyhow. Okay, so therefore, and you can't go to the mikvah with that, even if you loosen them. So the Tosfos seems to say, and let's see, it's a little clearer in the Rosh, I think. Okay, the Rosh in Shabbos there, Parak Vav Siman Aleph, right? He says, Pirish Rashi, second line, Bechutin Shebikleya Sara. The Heter, again, the Kula is that if you saw it loosen them, it's okay. The Lo Nehira, says the Rosh, I don't agree. The Parak Havatznia, that Gemara about braiding. The godelas chayavis mishum bonem, and even lamad lo mechayav is a shuas list to rabbanim. Umistabra the chihecha the ika isura beklia, ika isura mysterious being not klia. Okay, to putting it together, taking it apart is also a problem. Hilcha leker lemizav ahen dil mosharila the isha wrote to lipo b'shabbes tzricha listar is klia sarah samuel yom. If a woman's planning to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, she's going to have to undo this whole hair mat before. Right, says no chashash going on Shabbos because you can't do it now. Ella the Myri Bechutin Hanesunin Al Saros Rosho. Right, that's what the language of the Mishnah says. Sounds like you loosen it and so on. Al Bechutin should look at the end of the Rosh. Al Bechutin should be told because there ain't more than we feel. If it's interwoven inside, just loosening doesn't help. Why not? Because the water doesn't get in there. So the Rashi, in effect, is Mekel. He says that even things which are inside the hair, if you loosen, is good enough. And Tosis and the Rosh say not true. Okay, that's not what the Sugi is talking about. First, they prove that's not what the Sugi is talking about. Okay, and then Lamaisa, Alok Lamaisa, ain't more better than we find. Just loosening it doesn't do it unless you undo it entirely. That's how Shulchan Aruch Paskins here in Sif Beis 39. Eilu dvarim shechotzim chutei tzemer chutei pishon rutzul shekarchin behem aser barosh. Then lo tipo behem ad shedrafim. But bimahar betochli asara ain't a moba in rufyon. That's the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rosh, like those against Rashi. Okay, if it's interwoven in the hair, then it doesn't help. Bimahem kruchim b'shamah comes to go below tipo behem ad shedrafim. But other parts of the body, you can just loosen it. Okay? Yes, with me? Good. Next, the Gemara, same Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Zanam Aleph. Gemara continues. Tan Hosam refers to that Mishnah in Mikvos. Tan Hosam, Ve'elu Chotzin, Ve'odam Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Pishon, Ratzu, Shabarosh, Yabonu, etc. Yehuda Omer, Shal Tzemer, Ve'shal Ser, Ein Chotzin, Ne'e Shamayim, Boin, Ben. Okay, he says Tzemer is, he disagrees about Tzemer and Ser. Fine. Omer of Huna. Bekulon beroshe habanos shaninan. All three things. You might have thought that the word shibaroshe habanos is just modifying the last thing, or tzuos, just straps of some sort. So comes along Rav Huna, okay, and says, no, kulon beroshe habanos shaninan. Let's look at Rashi, the next page. I'm sorry, Rashi came on the next page. Rashi says, ve'elu chotzim adam b'shem detani hasam, elu chotzim bekelem, tani lein tfilas adam elu chotzim. Fine, that's a... So when Kalim and Adam, fine. Shall Tzemer and Shall Ser ain't Chotzin, the Lo Mehedak Agabe Ser. They're not tied that tightly. Rosh Habonos, he says, Tanos, means young girls, but it's old girls too, just that young girls tended to do that. Urchel de Milson, that's why it said Rosh Habonos. It doesn't mean little girls, it means everybody. But Vechulon Rosh Habonos, Lo Tema Shem Rosh Habonos, Aritzuos Lehudekai. Don't think that the words Rosh Habonos is only talking about the Ritzuos themselves, Elachutin Namikoi. Going on the chutim as well. So ask the Gemara, Maskel Rav Yosef, you with me? Maskel Rav Yosef, Lamute Mai. It sounds like he's coming to tell you, or Rav Huna is telling us, this is Beroshe Abana Shanino, right? All these three things, not just the Betzus, but the chutim of wool and linen is also an issue on the head, as opposed to what, ask the Gemara. Right? He's saying that the phrase, Shibarosh Habanos modifies or goes on Chutei Tzemer and Chutei Pishtan as well. That also is on Rosh Habanos. So ask the Gemara, Lubutei Mai, as opposed to what? As opposed to somewhere else where it wouldn't be a Chatzitza? Right? Right? That's the implication. Rav Huna comes, talking about Shibarosh Habanos, implying that is a Chatzitza on the head, implying that somewhere else it wouldn't be a Chatzitza. Really? Where is that? Lubutei Mai. Okay, Maskel Rav Yosef, Lamute Mai. Ile, Lamute Tzavor. Maybe it's Lamute fit the threads on the neck, they're hanging on the neck. Maybe that's what's Lamute. There wouldn't be a Chatzitza. So I says, 1 second, is that true? Demai. What are we talking about? Ile, Lamute Tzemer. If it's coming to exclude wool, in other words, Tzemer is a Chatzitza only on the head and not on the only on the head and not on the neck. Is that what you come to tell me? Does that make any sense? Hashtar Rach, wool is soft. Rach al Gabi Kosher Chotzitz. Wool is considered softer than hair. So Rach al Gabi Kosher Chotzitz, wool on the head, on the hair, is Chotzitz. So Rach al Rach Meboyeh. The neck is softer than the hair, so it's going to press in, it's going to prevent water from getting there. If it's going to attach itself, it's going to be pressed into the neck. So that's certainly, if it's pressed into hair, Rach al Gabi Kosher Chotzitz, it doesn't blend naturally. On the skin, it blends even more naturally, so it's certainly a problem. And if you can tell me linen, which is a little tougher, so has to kosha gabi kosha chotzitz, okay? If it's chotzitz on the hair, which is harder, so kosha gabi rach on the neck is meboyin. So what is it excluded? It's going to be the same situation. It's the same din, the neck and the head. So what's Rav Huna is telling us? So Elam Rabbi Yosef, Hainu Tam Dabhuna, Lefisha Eina Isha Chonekes Is Atzma. You have to tell me about the neck, because with the neck, by definition, it's not going to be tied that tight. Why? Because you choke yourself. I mean, by definition, it's going to be loose around the neck. A woman's not going to choke. You know, they have jewelry now, they call it choker. No, there's such a... I make that up. You know, there's such a... What? Not just necklace, but it's thicker than necklace. It's like...
I don't know if
it's
Israel,
though,
to wear that.
I don't know if they're... Well, in Africa, they have this, they could make the neck higher.
Yeah, like all the record books.
Huh?
All those rings, they...
Yeah, right, right. But even you see people dressed up, they got these fancy, maybe not so, but it's like three different layers almost of jewels, and you never seen a choker. I think it's called a choker.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, huh?
In London or in America?
I'm saying, but even in America, I think even, you know, I don't know, the stars, you know, when you show the Emmys, I don't know, whatever, you know, the women wear, I don't know what they wear, but I think there's this thing called the choker. Anyway, but it says here, I'm sorry I brought it up, you didn't know about it, forget it. So anyway, the point is that, you know, to get one with your wife, so the point is that but the woman won't choke herself, so by definition, won't be that tight. I, Esa, by a bonus, Yotzin, Bechutan, Sheboznayu, Avalo, Bechabakin, Shebetzorim. A brisa chavokin is also some type of strings or straps that taka went around the neck. Okay, it says you're not letting go out. The amrit eni shachonek esatz with chavokin shavitzarein amamaylo. What's the problem? So we're in a hocha bekatlo skinon. The katlo is in the katlo. I don't relate to the word katlo, killing. But katlo means a type of a bib. You know, a bib sounds like it's a baby, but sometimes women even today. But they will wear some sort of a thing on the top of their dress. I don't know if it's so popular today, but think about the pilgrims. You ever see these pictures of the women of artist renderings of pilgrims? They had these dresses, and then they had like a white thing around here, right? Like on the top of the dress. Can you picture it? Okay, and it would be tied in the back. Okay, it was like a bib. But it wasn't a bib that had blocks with the ABC on it. It was a bib, you know, it was decorative, you know. And so it was for an adult. It wasn't the little bib, but it served the same function. Okay, then isha chonek. Listen to this one. Isha chonekes is atzma. Okay, there they tied it very tight. Okay, this is going to sound strange to us, but it was a societal thing. Okay, today you know everyone's into being thin. Okay, at one time having a little flesh, and I mean this seriously, was considered a sign of attractiveness. Okay. And women wanted to have like a little bit of a double chin. Today it's the reverse. And these things change all the time. I mean, you know, you can look online and see how standards of beauty over the last couple of centuries have changed. You look at paintings, and then it's very interesting how definition of beauty in certain parts of the body should be thin. So one time, it was because you know why? Because it was a sign that you were comfortable and wealthy because you were well fed. Today you have models who are, you know, they're nothing to them. You know, they're very, very skinny. They're almost boyish figures. That's what's popular today. But you know, one time, a woman wanted to say they would tie this string very tight in a way that the neck skin folded over. Shatire kibalas bosar. So Shataka looked like she has the flesh on her. They would, you know, women always come up with ways to make different parts of the body more attractive. So even if she didn't have such a thick neck, because it was a sign of wealth. I mean, you look at paintings again from. You know, the days of, you know, in England and these places, you know, from the Middle Ages or even the Renaissance paintings. The women are heftier, the you know, the queen or whatever it is, because it was a sign of wealth. You had what to eat, so you were the peasants had nothing to eat. They were all skin and nothing to them. And so that was what, anyway, that's what they're talking about here. Let's look at Rashi, okay? On the next, Rashi says, the Rav Huna statement is Lamutei Mai. The Gemara asks, "What is Rav Huna telling us that it's only a chatzitz on the rosh and somewhere else it's not?" Ela Lamutechushkum is Sabin the Lochaitz in the neck. It's not chotzes. Why not? Okay, the Mai High Chutah is Lamutei. What is it coming to exclude? Lochaitz in Bitzover. Tzemer Kari Rach Lagav Pishon Lagav Tzemer. Again, so Tzemer is considered wool is considered softer both than linen and in the neck. So if it's on the it's algabe kosher, if soft on hard, that's a chatzitz. Soft on soft, and certainly you have rach, the bosses, and the flesh. Bitmia, avada algabe rach, tremed, and so on. Right, anyway, lefisha ain a chonekas. That's what the Gemara said. But something around the neck, she's not going to choke herself. Lahade chutim tzavur kosher and berebach shiruf, and they tie it loosely so we'll be able to breathe. Okay, chutim shebozneim. I didn't explain it, but when strings in the ear. What is that? When they would, I think they still do. When women pierce their ears, so in those days, the women pierce, they would take her earrings off. They put like a string in there, so the hole won't close. The hole, biologically, will after a while, there's nothing there. Will close up. Even a woman had pierced ears. So what women do is today they put in like dummy earrings or whatever. But the women don't, even when they don't have earrings, they wear something to keep the hole open. So that's what the Gemara is talking about also. So that's chutin shebo's name. Okay. Anyway, chabokim are anake ritzusha einan muzhavos rechavos with the law of taksha vida dumi de chutin was name. Okay. So they would they're telling what the purpose was for. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara concludes, no, but katla is different. The Rashi on top of Nunzan and base, because the Gemara goes over Nunzan, look at 42. Beger choshev lislos bitzavara keneged libo. They wear some type of a choshev looking item, we're going to get a bib, but it's not a baby's bib, but a bib which was choshev looking on, you know, she wear on her chest. Shalo yipo mash yuchelas, how we got that? Well, first, it serves the same purpose, a bib, so food won't dribble onto it. Yeah? Okay, so, the yeshal mokom shatzim, it's talking about, it would have loops, you know, like a belt. Kain shosin uch mesayim, v'toche v'ratzu rechava, u'molalto soviv ratzua, shabeged rochav harbi, v'kosher is haratzua soviv tzavara, v'chonekes atzum v'chozek, she would tie it tightly, k'deisha tehei b'sora boletes, so the skin would stand out. V'tire, or teiro, kibalas boser. But because the way it was tied, it wouldn't hurt her because it would be tied, you know, and there would be another layer and so on. Okay, anyway. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Bey is continuing. Okay, the Sif started in 39, right? That these things, the Chotzeis, and so on, the Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Pishtan, okay? But, and they can be loosened unless it's inside the hair itself. And Mechaber continues, Chutz, but in the neck, that's Rav Huna, right? It's not chotzitz, because it's not tied that tightly. But aval katla, this type of bib, which was shiritzua chalka rechava shekaracha sovim torah chotzetzes, mipnei shechonekes atzum bechozek kidei shebisar bolet b'tira balas bosar. We talk shiritzua chalka. Okay, he quotes the Rashi. You with me? So that's how Shulchan Paskin's there. All right. The Piskei Tshuva just brings up another case that's related. The Tshuva of the Pnei Arya, he says, a woman had swug ba'oz, something in her ear, some sort of cotton or something, a spongy material in her ear, lishov hazuoma, you know, she had earwax or whatever. And she went to the mikveh with that in her ear, b'shas tvila, right? So, and sometimes people walk around, sometimes people have cotton or whatever in their ears. So he wasn't sure, and he says, I just quoted the Piskei Tshuva, it's here. He says she should go to the mikveh a second time and had a brocha. We have time, another 5 minutes, can I go a little weiter? So the next case in that Gemara, okay, that was Siv Beis. The next case in that same Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Zanam Aleph, Boim and Erev Kanam Arab, Tichi Chalilto. Okay, again, it's all different types of threaded garments. Tichi is like chains. Rashi says Sharsharos, type of chains, okay, Shalchutin Chalulos Vagulos. Rounded and hollow threads, thicker threads. So Omar Lay, Arug Kamarta. Rav answered Rav Kana. Arug Kamarta. Okay. Now, by the way, the question was Mahu. Okay. Well, what's the din? Let's remember this is in Shabbos. So Rashi is Mahu leklaw ben sar velot says b'Shabbos. She'ena yichol amoshal adochal asar bechazka ma'amayim nichlasim bo. Uboyele miya bechatzitza velot teitzim b'Shabbos v'shugzeres tefil mitzvah olah bechatzitza. Case in Shabbos, right? That's the case was. It was, there were wider holes, like it was like a mesh or a net type of thing. So there, the knots, the threads are not so tight. So, Omele, Arig, Arig's woven. Arig, Karta, Kolsho, Arig, Lo Gozru. That's what Rav answered Rav Kana. Anything that's woven, that's the no Xavier there, because water can get in. Okay? As Rashi says, Kol Shu Arug Lo Gozer Lots to be Shabbos, Dilin Chatzitza Lo Chayetz, Dilo Motzki La Duke Shabbos. You can't tie it that tight, right? The water can get in. So therefore, since you can't go to the mikveh, remember the Gemara has the equation, right? Since you can't use it, since it's not a chatzitza in mikveh, then we don't have to worry that she's going to take it off and Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. It's mutter to go out on Shabbos, right? Just remember the link, okay? Right, that's the sugya they're talking about. So Amar Rav Huna, you with me? So Amar Rav Huna Berei De Rav Yoshua, okay. Rav Huna Berei Yoshua, Kol Shu Arug Lo Gozer. Rav Huna Berei Yoshua also said, Kol Shu Arug Lo Gozer. good, you know, so it's there, because it's not a chatzitza, and therefore you can go out on Shabbos. V'ikadam, Amar Hun Rav Yehoshua, Chazina l'achvose, I saw my sisters, okay, the Lord captain alayu. When they would bathe, they weren't makbi to take these things off. I saw it. So therefore, as Rashi said, l'achvose l'kapti alayu, litol miroshin k'shen rochutz b'chamin, Alma, Eilid ben Maya Shapir, Filanas Ritzicha, if they weren't makbi to take them off, then obviously the water went in, right? And then they're going to wash themselves. So obviously the water entered there. They weren't makbi to take these things off. The came and she came, therefore, Lady Tvila Namilo Tvila Latiram, and therefore, Mutal Tzim Shabbos. The Im is Shabbat Tvila, even if a Tvila situation comes up. Lo Sharolem, Lo Mishum Chatzitza, Lo Mishum Kapeda. It's neither Chatzitza, because water get nor is it Kapeda, because the girls weren't Makbin now. That's what the Ravuna Rav Yehoshua was. The Gemara asks, Ma'ika ben Hachlishna ben Hachlishna. Is there any difference between the two statements of Ravuna? First, Ravuna made a general statement, Kol Shu Arug. It's woven, something which is woven is not a problem. And then he made a second statement about his sisters not being mocked by these things. So is any halachic difference? The Gemara says, yes. Ika benayu, the tanifon. What if these threads in there were dirty? You know, they had stuff on them. They were dirty. Lahach, lishna, amar, kol, shu, arig, lo, gozer. According to the first lashon, that anything which is woven, there's no xeris, therefore it's not a chatzita, not a problem. I don't care if it's dirty. Haninama, arig. Okay? And therefore, we can go out with it on Shabbos. But lahach lishna mishum kepeda. But if the issue he's trying to say was the sisters weren't makbid to take them off, well, there it is a problem because came the tanifa mikput kapilai. If this stuff has dirt on it, and they're going to take a bath and bathe yourself, you don't want, because what's going to happen to that dirt that's on the netting on your head when you go into the water? It'll come loose. It'll get in your hair. So you don't want that. So that's the nafkamina if it's a little bit dirty. Let's look at Rashi. Hanami arguva ha kamar lo gozu klal lotzes. So Rashi's saying, even though it's not a chatzitza, but they would still be makbid. So therefore, hilchach hani kevin in the tamfi mikbud kapti shol yos barosha b'shas tefilosim neshamayim b'machin esatit. The water will loosen up the guk. Umalachik b'sar b'alias mitam will get over the body and so on and so forth. They'll get them dirty. Okay, even though it's not a chatzitza. The Ha'ili Bohumaya. Now, what comes out from this Rashi is that this, therefore, since it's this, even according to the second Lashon, it's not a chatzitza. Okay, now, so what's the difference of the two Lashonos? It's a difference of the Shabbos. Right? It's not, and because you're not going to, she's not going to take it off because it's a chatzitza. She's going to take it off because it's dirty and she doesn't want to get dirt on her, Lamaisa. Okay? So, according to the way Rashi learns, all right, it's a Shabbos issue. All right, so it's also lots of on Shabbos. And lishna kama lo goes only the chayitz of tefillah. The lishna kama was concerned only is it a chatzitza for tefillah or not. So since something woven is not a chatzitza for tefillah, so then it's mutar to go out on Shabbos. But the second lashon says no, it's a matter of your matbid, and therefore if it's dirty. You can't go out with it on Shabbos because you'll take it off if you're going to go bathe. And you may come to carry it. You'll take it off not because the chatzitza linyan tefillah. You can't get yourself dirty. But according to you, hear what Rashi is saying? It's not a chatzitza. There's a din of Hilcha Shabbos. Now, Rabosai Mefarshim, Rashi quotes his Rebbeim. Rabosai Mefarshim, Hach the Kepeda in the Chatzitza, Kede Kamelon Ruba O Makbid of Chotzeitz. He said, no, they hold the wall. Once your Makbid take it off, it is a chatzitza also. Even though the water gets in. And Rashi says, Rekoshli Begabatu, I think it's very problematic. He has a series of kashas. Okay, here's the kasha. He said, what's the problem? He says, we saw the Gemara talks about being tight and water getting in. If that's what it is, it should have made a chilek between dirty and clean. Yes, there is kasha. So this actually turns out to be a machlokas rishonim. Okay? The Ravid, the Balei Nefesh, Shaar Tefillah Siman Gimel, okay, we have a couple more minutes if I can. The Ravid writes, Bahani Tichi, these types of netted, woven material. That's what the Gemara calls Tichi Chalulta. Okay? So maybe we won't read the whole Ravid inside, but the Ravid seems to learn, that's how the Rishonim understood the Ravid, that it is a problem, it is a chatzitza. Okay? It is a chatzitza. Look at maybe the fourth line. Shiny Tichi Chalulta Mishar Tichi. Depends on the type of a thing it is. Shein Maisa Avos Ken Mudokos Ma'od. It depends how it's made. And the conclusion is that he concludes that it is a chatzitza, okay, as opposed to the other types of fits. Okay? You have to run?
Yeah,
I'm gonna finish up, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll do five more. Yeah, I'll
do
Yeah, this is a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no problem.
So, you follow us, are you with me? So that's the Rabbi in the Bar Efes seems to learn that it is a problem. What's interesting is the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yutes Halachates, right? Yotza Isha Bechutei Serak Shurim La Rosha Neshamayim Boimahen, right? Water gets in and it ain't a chotzitzin. And therefore, ain't a chotzon Emir La Tefillah. She won't take it off if the Tefillah comes up. Hachin Nizko Shema Tefillah Mishra Rabbim. That we don't have to be gozit, she might carry Mishra Rabbim. Bein Shechut Shalom, Bein Shechuvet, a different issue. Below Tetzaz Kenu Shayad, another issue. And then he says at the end, Bechol Shu Arig Yotzes Bo Ha Rosho. But if it's woven, she can go out with it on her head. Rambam points, the Beis Yosef points out that Rambam doesn't mention this din in Hilchos Mikvos about this type of a head covering. Doesn't mention. He mentions Hilchos Shabbos. So says the Beis Yosef by us. Says the Beis Yosef by us in those gimel. The Rambam shalo kosev din ze klal behilchos mikvos nireh shumafarish by azul. I didn't want to compare Rashi. Obviously, he agrees with Rashi. That whole discussion dealing with Shabbos Bavadi, that was a Shabbos issue. Dealing with chatzitza, cave of the chalilton, in the pshita, the lochaitzi. It's woven, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. The Eilim ben Maya Shapir. Veneer the Argnami Sol Rizal, the lochaitz, are possible. You parakut, and he quotes this Raman parakut test, that anything with Araglo, Gazulot, is with Shabbos, and it doesn't matter what the threads are made of, it's all mutter all along. Okay? So therefore, the Beis Yosef says that according to the Rambam, he's agreeing with Rashi. Now you could argue that the Rambam was just using the language of the Gemara called Shu'arik, but nevertheless, that's what he says. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel by us says Imachutim Elo Chalulin Asuyin Ma'ase Reshes, right, like a netting form, Einam Chotzitzim. Okay, then they're not Chotzitz, implying if it's not a full Ma'ase Reshes, then it is Chotzitz. I like the Rive a little bit. Okay, it's got to be just this type of chuchi chalilta and not other things. So the shach, it's a quran, he points out the rafu marfi tuva lo mahad kishapir when it's chalulin, but then I am my tachtai, but not other case. That's the ravid. Now the problem is the ravid points out it's tzas kosha. The Baruch Chaim simreish samech. Okay, it says in Baruch Chaim. Sorry, Rechaim Reisim and Shin Gimel. Rechaim Simon Shin Gimel, the Shabbos. Cause of stam, he made Maisa Ariga Mutter. Shane talked with the Rishat Tzvila. Well, Mechalik Ben Asum Chalul and Maisa Reshes Alo. Doesn't distinguish this like the Ravid does. Mashmas or Allah Kachokman Ravid. Eishayash. So the Shach points out, it's Chikos Tira. What does it say? Let's take a look at it, 52. In Simon Shin Gimel Sifala. Lo Seite Isha Bechute Tzemer, Velo Bechute Pishon, Velo Bertzul Shemrosha, Mesha Tzvichal Asir Mishas Tzvila. Chashinat Shema Tolichem Da'al Rabbis Rus Rabbim, like we said, V'yam Kulus B'sar Mutter, fine. V'yesh Misha Oser, V'mehen Maisa Ariga Mutter, Shein Tzarek La'asir Mutter B'shat Tila. And the Rambam adds, Uvad Shalom Mutunafos U'muzhav, as long as it's not dirty, or Muzhav means it's overlaid with gold, it's expensive, so you want to get it wet. Then in Masirin, Shalom Yistam Kumayim. So, but that's a steer. It didn't make it say it's anything. It sounds like anything which is woven. Right, the steer to what the Mechaber says here.
How about the dirty clothes?
Can you basically say
dirty
is
made
of this? Well, it's Ramon. No, it's Ramon, yeah. Ramon, this is a Vashalim. Where's the Ramon?
The Vashalim is not.
Yeah, the Ramon says, yeah.
But the Shalom won't agree with that because it shows that the Ramon agrees with Rashi.
The Shalom didn't weigh in on the two office, did he? I don't think he weighed in on
that. The Beis
Yosef said the Rav. Yeah, the Beis Yosef called the Rav. Yeah. Well, he's on the tour in the Rosh, yeah. The Mughal of Ram in Orachayim points out the same theory. It's a cotton dollar. And there in 53, the Mughal of Ram says, Tarachian, Yoradeus and Kuzar Chesed Gimel, Sosan Kadas Arabid, the Daf Kashem Chalulim, that ain't Tarachal this year. Okay, same theory. So the Prima Godim gives the Teretz on that Mughal of Ram, the Eshel of Ram, and Orachayim, so Shem Gimel's. He gives a Torah, it's basically saying, it's going to be the Eved. That's all. It's going to be the Eved. Okay? Since with the Eved, it's not a chatzitza, it's the logos of the Shabbos. But the chatzitza, the Shulchan Aruch, you know, we would consider a chatzitza. That's how he solves the problem. B'diavad, it's okay. It's not a chatzitza. B'diavad, so therefore, and Hilchot Shabbos is mutter. That's how he resolves
it. Matter whether it's like a looser
label. It would seem again. I confess to not knowing exactly how these things were made, but
looser.
Yeah,
the water.
It seems that way. Yeah, yeah. Okay. The last thing I want to mention now is just at the end. You're talking about the golden things or dirty. So the tour writes in 55. It's not braided in a certain way that it's tight. But if it's woven more loosely, like you were saying, then as long as it's not overlaid with gold, that's what the Torah says. So the Beis Yosef there, says, Rabbeinu shekos of avachelom uzhoven, loy betunofen, tofas kishnei apirushim, shenemar betetanifon, begam tofas pirushim, vosso sorashi, the Torah, by quoting it here, okay, sounds like he's told it is a chatzitza matter, which is not what Rashi said. Okay, which the language of the Gemara. So he says, anyway, that's how it appears in Shohar in Sivdal 57. But the Ramah says, "Bimhayu muzhavos." Again, the Ramah says, like you said, "The Ramah bimhayu muzhavos and chutzin." Why the makperes aleim shelo tetan fein? V'chein uhayu mitunofanim mitunofim tchila makperes aleim shelo telachem and roim v'chutzin. Now it's not just a Shabbos issue; it is a chatzitza issue for mikvah too, like the Rabbos and Shalashi. And the Aruch Hashulchan, the last thing I printed in 58, that seems to be chaz. Again, I skipped over the questions Rashi asked against his Rabbeim, and the Beis Yosef answers them in 56, because that's how we seem to paskin. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan, since your Ches wonders, Ha'omnam ikur din zet tamua. Ma'ina zet ha'chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza issue. That's a Shabbos issue. Right? Because you want to take it off because it's dirty. You don't want to get yourself dirty with the mud or the gook that kind of come off the head covering, you know, the threads or whatever, the gook's going to come off and get on you. So that's not a chatzitza issue. Mine is a chatzitza. Okay? It's a chatzitza of Shabbos. Avalola in chatzitza, but Tvila says, what's going on here? V'chein pirish Rashi shom. V'zeo tam shah rabba ben avisil, shalom v'yakan din zeh. That's why the Rambam and Mechaber brought this din. Right? It's all in the Ramah. Right? So he says, Rak v'chel Shabbos causes the Baruch Haim Reish Simen Shem Gimel, which we saw. Okay? Ach Rashi did heavy pirish rabosa, shah pirish din zeh gam in chatzitza. Okay, the Rabosa Rashi says it's a chatzitza issue too. Uvemes tam aleim, Rashi has kashas, mayin zel chatzitza. V'lochen atur, Rabbeinu Ramah, choshe shuludas, Rabosa shu Rashi, neshi yeshi yashu, devrayim, because you have terutzim. Da kavonu da, yade azov, o yade etinov, nasu mudokin, v'avi chatzitza be'emes. Maybe the concern is, you know what, it'll be a chatzitza? It's not just that it'll get dirty. It'll get, the dirt will get on you somehow. Okay? V'yesh raya lezem, yizoshan arayvid, which we saw in the Bala Nefesh, ki arugos mudokos, aval elo chalukos lo mahad ki shapir. Okay, what does it mean? Mashma lehedya, tichshen meluchlochos b'emes chotitzin. Or another possibility, so maybe it's taka real chatzitza. Not just that it's going to get you dirty, it's going to get dirt on you, that'll be a chatzitza. You follow? That's the concern. Or, oef shalafarish, okay, the mitok shumach pedes alatinav lo titpol karoi. Or because she's worried about getting this off or getting this ruined, she won't concentrate, she won't do the tefillah properly. Okay? So that's a possibility. That's how I explained the Rabosa Shirash. The Rabosa is choshish for it. Okay? Good, so we'll stop up here. So with that, I'll put the other sheets out. Get it before tomorrow. We'll get it tomorrow.